one of the first things we need to do is look at the instructional practice to determine whether it really is evidence-based for that population of students. Because one of the things that's happened is we have a lot of generic evidence-based practices out there that, in fact, were not validated with English language learners. Another challenge is that very often research reports do not include enough information about the participants or about their levels of language proficiency. It's not enough to ask what works. We must ask what works with whom and by whom and in what situations or contexts and for what purposes. One of the things I see happening in schools is that when a teacher is given a program or asked to use an evidence-based practice, and then it doesn't work with a particular group of kids, say English language learners, the teacher tends to think the students can't learn or they're not getting enough support at home, it's the parents not helping them, but really to blame the kids, the families, etc. And what I've also seen is others, the principal or the developers of the program, then blaming the teacher, saying, oh, the teacher's just not doing it right. If the teacher would just do it right, then we'd get these results we got in a different situation with different kids. So I think we have to be really careful. Also, we need to look at the level of instruction, at the support provided to students to understand the language being used, whether or not instruction is comprehensible. We need to look at the conclusions the teacher is drawing about why students struggle and whether or not the teacher is misunderstanding those reasons. There are a lot of reasons kids might not understand something, and it takes a pretty sophisticated understanding of the second language acquisition process to get a good sense for why that might be and then what kinds of support the children need because of those struggles. The environment is very important. I think we tend not to look enough at how conducive to learning the environment is, whether there are a lot of positive supports provided for kids, a lot of reinforcement, whether it's a safe environment where kids feel comfortable trying out new language structures. We know that the relationship with the teacher is very important, and whether or not the teacher has a close relationship not only with the student, but also parents and the community. All of that matters. And there's some research to suggest it may be more important with culturally and linguistically diverse students than white mainstream students.